Welcome to In the News for November 8th, 2005. I'm Scott Dreguin of KSOW-LP in Cottage Grove, Oregon, with today's news briefs. The first story is from Philippine Indie Media. You can find more on this story at indymedia.org. That's IndyMedia.org. Hacienda Lucita union leader shot dead. Dissidents condemn killings. Assailants suspected to be the operatives of Philippine Armed Forces Region 3 Command under General Paparan gunned down Hacienda Lucita union leader Ricardo Ramos Tuesday night. According to reports gathered from mainstream media, Ricardo Ramos, 47, president of the Central Azucarera de Tarlac Labor Union, or CATLU, was shot and killed on last Tuesday, while drinking with friends in his backyard in Barangay Mapalasquio, 5 hours after the union received a large sum of money in settlement from Hacienda Lucita Incorporated as a settlement for back wages. The BMP, or Solidarity of Socialist Filipino Workers, in a statement said, quote, "The murder of Ramos is the fresh addition to the long line of labor leaders who have been killed during the Arroyo administration," end quote. This was given in a solidarity statement condemning the state for carrying terrorist campaign against workers' struggle for genuine unionism and social reforms. BMP, or Solidarity of Socialist Filipino Workers, also said that state-sponsored terrorism has gone berserk even in workers' picket lines, pointing out the recent murder of a worker from Schneider Packaging Corporation in a violent dispersal by police and scabs using the power of assumption of jurisdiction ordered by the Department of Labor, the government of the Philippines. In case of another attack, a unified civil liberties movement was suggested by Hun Simbolan of Philippine Greens to strengthen the ranks of various dissident groups by setting aside their own ideological differences. Again, you can find more on that story at indymedia.org, indymedia.org. Next up from The New Standard at newstandardnews.net, written by Brendan Coyne, their staff writer. Kitchen Labor Union launching Walmart Workers Association. This is dated November 7th. Keeping the heat on the world's largest retailer, the United Food and Commercial Workers, on Friday unveiled a new organizing tool, the Walmart Workers of America, or WWOA. The UFCW said the effort is designed to, quote, "help empower Walmart workers to join together in order to improve their working conditions, their lives, and change Walmart into a more responsible and moral corporation," end quote. Though the union contends that the association is not a labor organization, in the UFCW statement, WakeUpWalmart.com campaign director Paul Blank outlined charges against the company and goals for WWOA that track closely to union aims and contentions. WakeUpWalmart.com is an earlier UFCW initiative. Blank said, quote, "Every day, 1.3 million workers help make Walmart one of America's most profitable companies, and yet, every day it seems Walmart finds new ways to exploit these hardworking Americans," end quote. Walmart Workers of America will be a powerful tool to help Walmart's workers join together to improve their lives and make Walmart change for the better. That was also a statement by Paul Blank from the WakeUpWalmart.com. As a part of their effort to sign 100,000 members, the association opened a website over the weekend where Walmart workers can register. As of yet, other portions of the site are inaccessible, and the UFCW has not made it clear what content will be made available to the general public. In addition, WWOA is offering $200 towards health care money for 50 uninsured Walmart workers who enroll in the association, and providing legal and labor rights consultation and a toll-free hotline to handle workers' questions and concerns. Membership in the organization is free and open to all former and current Walmart employees. Walmart spokesperson Christy Gallagher downplayed the effort as, quote, "nothing new," end quote, in an interview with Cybercast News Service. Comparing the association to an internet club, she told CNS, quote, "The unions have been trying to organize our associates through the internet for several years in a lot of different states and have not had any success," end quote. The campaign comes as the company weathers a storm of bad publicity and activists prepare for a union-sponsored week of anti-Walmart actions. At the end of October, the Inspector General of the Labor Department released a report highly critical of a deal the federal government struck with Walmart over child labor law violations. The 90-page report was especially critical of a Labor Department concession to give the company a 15-day notice prior to investigating future complaints. Days before the Inspector General made that report public, Walmart Watch, another union-backed organization, obtained and released an internal Walmart report recommending that employee benefits be lowered and unhealthy workers and potential workers be discouraged from working for the company. Next week, several labor unions and groups critical of Walmart plan to hold demonstrations and panels aimed at informing people about the company's labor policies. The events purposely coincide with the release of an anti-Walmart documentary. Responding to growing criticism, Walmart hired a politically connected public relations firm known for strategies that parallel modern-day political campaigns, the New York Times reported last week. Again, that article, written by Brendan Coyne, is from the New Standard News. .net, as is the final story today, also written by Brendan Coyne. New study shows antibiotics and manure contaminate crops. This is dated today, November 8th. A recent academic study found that antibiotics fed to farm animals to promote growth transfers, it does transfers to food crops consumed by humans through manure used as fertilizer. The conclusion adds to environmentalist concerns over the long-term safety of the U.S. food supply. According to the study, published in the Journal of Environmental Quality last month, three test crops, corn, green onions, and cabbage, were found to absorb chlorotetracycline through the soil. The drug, which is part of the tetracycline class of antibiotics, is often administered to pigs and other farmed animals as part of their food. Since the animals cannot process all of the drug, it is passed along in feces, which are then packaged and sold for use as fertilizer. Earlier studies examining the use of antibiotics in animal feed found that their presence can kill or stunt plant growth. The overuse of antibiotics can also contribute to antibiotic-resistant bacteria and germ strains. In a statement yesterday, Keep Antibiotics Working, a group opposing antibiotic overuse, called on lawmakers to support measures in the U.S. House and Senate prohibiting the use of antibiotics made for human use in animal feed. The Federal Preservation of Antibiotics for Medical Treatment Act of 2005 would also require pharmaceutical companies to report how much of their product is used for pharmaceutical purposes. While the exact amount of antibiotics is not reported by drug companies, the Union of Concerned Scientists estimates that as much as 25 million pounds, about 70% of the nation's annual drug sales, are to agricultural outfits. The organization is urging government bodies to act quicker to secure the nation's food and water supply and prevent more potentially dangerous germs and bacteria from becoming resistant to drugs. Again, that was from the newstandardnews.net. Thank you for listening. We'll see you next time. You have been listening to In the News, news briefs from independent news sources.